to the Internet Monthly podcast, a podcast featuring 20 or so short articles of internet-related news and views, tips and tricks, and a regular search engine of the month feature. This podcast is sponsored by Zen Internet. For more information on this month's edition and a list of links for each story, please visit richardfarrer.com. In this month's issue, you can find out how to win a Picasso for your wall or a £5,000 cash prize for your school. Get a short URL for your website and learn a lot more about your visitors. Monitor your website every 5 minutes with a new free service. Find out why your online sales are 42% more likely to grow when you buy advertising on Bing. Save the Amazon rainforest by switching search engines. And get ready for 10 times faster Wi-Fi. Children to teach technophobes. The BT, Internet Ranger Schools Award, is a £5,000 prize competition that aims to encourage schools to organise events where young people up to the age of 16 use their ICT skills to help adults learn about computers and surfing the net. The closing date for entry is Friday the 15th of January, and planned events must take place before the end of the 2009-2010 school year. For more information, see btinternetrangers.co.uk/awards. Win a Picasso. The 10-10 climate change campaign, the Working Together project to cut the UK's carbon emissions by one-tenth this year, is offering a chance to win an original Picasso lino cut, printed in 5 colours, each from a separate lino cut block, signed by the artist. All you have to do is answer a question about Picasso's work and buy a ticket, priced at £10.10. Correct entries will be drawn at random at the end of this month, and all proceeds will go to the 1010 campaign. For further details, see 1010UK.org. Decades Online. A new project from the BBC looks at how almost 20 years of the web have changed life and the planet. Digital Revolution is being called an open source documentary. The team behind it is blogging progress and asking for feedback. There are some key interviews already in the can, such as with Tim Berners-Lee, responsible for the first ever website, info.cern.ch, which went online in August 1991. Digital Revolution is a 4-part series for BBC Two, due later this year. Check out bbc.co.uk/digitalrevolution. The G Cloud. A leaked report suggests public services will be delivered via a G Cloud within the next few years. The government is planning to centralise its IT services, rolling out a private cloud and app store, according to a leaked draft document from the Cabinet Office. The report describes a common infrastructure with different organisations tapping into shared data centres and even a private cloud. The business case for cloud computing is obvious. It's computing on tap, available instantly, commitment-free and on demand. But the number one issue holding many people back is security. How can I know if it's safe to trust the cloud provider with my data and in some cases my entire business infrastructure? Said Giles Hogben, an advisor to the European Network and Information Security Agency. The Conservative Party, which leaked the document, says the report lacks ambition. For more details, see eweekeurope.co.uk/news. Political PPC. In the hours following Alistair Darling's pre-budget report last month, the Conservative Party was paying for search engine pay-per-click advertising designed to tempt readers away from Labour websites and online news reporting and direct them instead to Conservatives.com. But Labour was spending too, so that searches that mentioned Alistair Darling brought up competing small ads for labour.org.uk/PBR with the text, "A Fair Plan for Britain, Labour to halve national debt in 4 years, see how it affects you. Read more at guardian.co.uk. Block unwanted ads. Yahoo is taking ad targeting to a revolutionary new level with its just launched Ad Interest Manager, AIM. Now, advertisers aren't the only ones who can target you. You can target yourself. The new AIM system allows users to select their interests and block types of advertising that they don't want to appear. For more information, see info.yahoo.com/privacy. Twitteringly correct. Tweetminster Search is a sentiment engine that measures the pulse of UK politics in real time. Sentiment searches show how people feel about the issues of the day, as expressed through the thousands of messages posted to Twitter by politicians, news sources, journalists, and some of the rest of us. Check out tweetminster.co.uk. Twittering doubles Dell sales. Last year, Dell claimed to have generated around $3 million in sales from their Twitter marketing efforts. Now, the company says its promotions on Twitter have helped generate more than $6.5 million in orders for PCs, accessories, and software. Read more at Bloomberg.com. Twitter Card Reader. The popularity of credit cards, now the preferred payment method for millions of consumers, has prompted Twitter co-founder Jack Dorsey to create Square, a credit card reader device that turns almost any mobile phone into a cash register. Retailers can hook up his new card reader to any device with an audio input jack, including mobile phones. The system has an easy and intuitive interface, and Dorsey says there will be no contracts, monthly fees, or hidden costs. Check out squareup.com. Proof Exchange. Welsh pool-based web software company 27 Stars has developed Apollo, a free online proofing service for draft designs and documents that lets anyone easily get and exchange marked-up feedback over the net. 27 Stars first developed Apollo for its own use to get and give feedback accurately and easily between clients and colleagues. Originally for web development work, it has grown to cater for users in other industries such as graphic designers, photographers, marketing firms, land surveyors, and architects. Check out useapollo.com. Clever Putty. Sugru is a new silicon modelling clay material that can be used to modify or repair just about anything, and it's self-adhesive, waterproof, flexible, dishwasher-proof, and temperature-resistant. Unlike standard putty, Play-Doh or plasticine, Sugru can form a super strong permanent bond with metals, ceramics, glass, and plastic, as well as staying flexible, meaning it can be used to repair or adapt things like tools, textiles, cables, or even shoes. Removed from its packaging, Sugru gives you 30 minutes to fashion and mold the versatile putty before it starts to harden. It then takes around 24 hours to cure at room temperature, after which it becomes durable enough to withstand air and water temperatures from -60 to 180 degrees Celsius, -76 to 356 degrees Fahrenheit. The revolutionary material is the brainchild of a London Royal College of Art product design student. For more information, see sugru.com. 10 times faster wireless. It seems our already speedy wireless connections are set to get a lot faster with the Wireless Gigabit Alliance, WiGig, announcing the completion of its unified wireless specification. Using the currently empty 60 GHz spectrum, the technology will provide data transmission rates of up to 7 gigabits per second, more than 10 times faster than today's Wi-Fi LANs. WiGig supporters already include major participants from Dell and Microsoft to Intel and Samsung. check out wirelessgigabitalliance.org. Down at the local. Although businesses offering open Wi-Fi internet access as a convenience to customers or visitors should not be responsible in theory, under copyright law, if a user downloads copyrighted material. A pub owner has been fined £8,000 after the owner of the rights to material downloaded on his premises took the landlord to court. It is thought to be the first case of its kind holding the venue providing the Wi-Fi as responsible. For more details, see news.zdnet.co.uk/communications. Internet Intranet. Remindo is a new web-based intranet collaboration platform for businesses that includes most of the features that a company intranet might need. It provides for things like instant messaging, private tweets, and file hosting, or sharing to help employees collaborate with each other and with clients. It also has project management features like tasks, alerts, calendars, activity feeds, and more. A handy bonus is that you can add your company name and get a personalized URL. Create your company branded intranet in minutes and access it from anywhere on the web, says Remindo, and use it free for up to 3 GB of storage. Check out Remindo.com. Cligs. There are lots of URL shortening services available that make it easy to publish or pass on links to web pages with unwieldy addresses that can run to multiple lines of machine code gibberish. Cligs is a new addition to the range that provides short URLs with analytics, social media monitoring, and geotargeting. In addition to telling you about the number of hits and referral statistics, the free service from Cligs not only lets you see the number of people visiting a site, but also how they're doing it via mentions of the short form URL on Twitter, blogs, in search engine results, and anywhere else you use it. Check out cli.gs. Keeping Up. Was It Up is an online application that allows you to monitor your website uptime and be notified by email if it goes down. Checks are made every 5 minutes, and there is an allowance for a variety of sites, 10 maximum, to be covered by the free service. Check out wasitup.com. Multi-browser testing. Ensuring that your website looks and behaves as it should when viewed using different browsers can require considerable time and effort. Browsera.com has an online tool that can help. It automatically compares the output in a range of web browsers to find inconsistencies that you can fix. To test your site, sign up for a free account. Enter the URL and pick the browsers to check. Browsera will auto-crawl your site and render the results using your selection. It will also log scripting and other errors and give you a screenshot of each page for reference. There is an alternative online tester at browsershots.org. For more details, see browsera.com. Bing rings up more sales. Microsoft claims that British searchers using its bing.co.uk search engine are 42% more likely to buy than consumers clicking on the sidebar pay-per-click advertising shown by other UK search engines. For more information, see advertising.microsoft.com/UK. Red Z Search. Red Z, a newly relaunched Web 2.0 search engine, brings some impressive new features to the presentation of results. Instead of a 10-site text listing, Red Z shows an arc of website screenshots that can be quickly mouse-spun left and right to display the choices. Double-click when you find a page you want to visit to be directed to the selected site. Check out redz.com. Search Engine of the Month. A search engine dubbed the greenest on the planet is being launched to help save the Amazon rainforest. Ecosia, ecosia.org, will give away up to 90% of its income to an environmental protection project run by the World Wildlife Fund, WWF. Its founders say it costs only €5 to protect an entire hectare of Brazilian rainforest, and every search has the potential of saving 2 square meters of forest. Ecosia is the brainchild of a European group of green-minded friends who wanted to make search more eco-friendly. The company's servers will be run by green electricity. Yahoo and Bing are supporting the project by providing search results for America and Europe, including the UK, and supplying it with the sponsored sidebar links needed to generate advertising revenue. The site's founding member, Christian Carroll, said, "Thanks to sponsored links, search engines earn billions every year." Ecosia believes there is a more eco-friendly way of using such huge profits, and that the money would be better used to fight global warming. Check out ecosia.com. Well, that's all for this month. Thanks for listening, and we hope you listen again next month.